Long before he became known as the Governator, Arnold Schwarzenegger tried his hand as a kindergarten teacher, or rather, he played one in the movies.
Now we're going to do something extremely fun. We're going to play a wonderful game called Who is My Daddy and What Does He Do? Yes?
Is your daddy a fireman?
He's probably big. Is he a wrestler?
Is he a basketball coach?
No.
What's the matter?
I have a headache.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
I love that scene. Anyway, if you obsess over the kindergarten class your kid gets into, it might actually be worth all that energy. A group of Harvard economists looked at data that was gathered on 12,000 kindergarten kids from Tennessee back in the 1980s. All those kids had been randomly placed in different kindergarten classes. And the economists recently got back in touch with each of those kids, and what they found startled them. The ones who had better teachers and smaller classes were much more likely to go to college and then even earn considerably more money as adults. Now, does it sound crazy? Well, that's what the lead researcher, Raj Chetty, thought when he got the results.
We ourselves were quite surprised by the results, but they are consistent with the broader literature on the great importance of early childhood education and how that's a formative period in a child's life and can have very long-lasting impacts.
So you were looking at the quality of the education these kids were receiving and also the size of their classrooms. Obviously, you couldn't go back and analyze how good the teacher was, but you were looking at the experience of the teacher.
Correct. So there are a few characteristics that we can measure. I emphasized class size. Teacher experience is another characteristic that seems to matter. Now, our study by no means says that teacher experience is the only thing that matters. That's one thing that we can measure well in the data. And then we have a third measure that we look at, which is your peers' test scores. So the idea here is we're not able to measure all the characteristics of what makes a good teacher. So for instance, a teacher might be very compassionate or connect well with students. We don't have data on those kinds of characteristics. So kind of a summary measure, an all-encompassing measure, if you will, is how well your peers, your classmates are doing on tests. If your classmates are doing really well, it must mean that the teacher is teaching well and they're learning a lot. And one of the central findings of the study is that your own earnings when you're around 30 years old are highly correlated with how much your classmates learned and how they did on tests in kindergarten.
How much more likely was a kid who got a good kindergarten education, how much more likely is it that that kid will earn more than a kid who didn't have a good kindergarten education?
So one way we quantify it is we ask, if you were in an average quality class in terms of how the teacher is teaching versus an excellent class, so say going from the 50th percentile to the very best teacher at the 99th percentile, how would your long-term earnings be affected? And we calculate based on our estimates that for the average child, that move from an average teacher in kindergarten to an excellent teacher would lead to an increase in earnings of about $1,000 per year. You add that up over a child's lifetime and adjust for inflation and discounting, and you get something like a $16,000 gain for that child in lifetime earnings from having an excellent teacher.
But how many of these kids actually reflected that? Presumably there were kids who had rotten education or experience in kindergarten who did just fine as adults.
Oh, absolutely. So there's a lot of variation around the mean, and it's difficult for us to say, you know, this child benefited from being in a better class and this child didn't. What we're talking about here are statistical averages.
I know a lot of parents who obsess over kindergarten, right? They look for the kindergartens. They get their kids on waiting lists. Uh-huh. And, you know, I've thought that it was a little over the top. But now I'm wondering, I mean, should I be having second thoughts about that?
As I said earlier, even if though there's an effect on average earnings from being in a better kindergarten class, there's a tremendous amount of variation around that mean. So there are lots of kids who are in not-so-great kindergarten classrooms who end up doing extremely well and vice versa. So I think the right way to think about it as a parent is it's not that kindergarten, you know, is some fatalistic thing that determines everything. But on the other hand, it makes sense to invest resources in trying to get your child into the best classroom because it seems to matter on average.
That's Harvard economist Raj Chetty. He led a study that found a connection between better kindergarten instruction and lifelong income. He joined me from Harvard University. Dr. Chetty, thank you so much.
Thank you.